You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Just one day without sleep reduces your reaction speed, weakens your analytical skills, and causes stress. After 3 days without sleep, a person can feel irritable and their cognitive abilities decrease. A week without sleep can result in serious problems with your entire body. You no longer feel the difference between reality and imagination and have absolutely no idea what's happening around you. But in January of 1964, a young guy managed to stay awake for more than 11 days. And at the end of this period, he felt quite normal. This is the longest a person went without sleep. This event was even included in the Guinness Book of Records. It also allowed scientists to learn a lot about the structure of the human brain. It started at the end of December of 1963. Two school students, 17-year-old Randy Gardner and his friend, started to think about an idea for a school science project. The friends quickly decided they would experiment with sleep. The goal was to stay awake for as long as possible and break the previous record. It was set by a DJ who managed to work for 260 hours straight. This is almost a full 11 days. Loud music and constant movement kept the DJ awake. But for Randy, it would be difficult to keep himself busy, especially at night. Initially, the topic of the project was the influence of insomnia on all kinds of people's abilities. But the guys quickly realized they didn't have the right equipment for a full-fledged study. That's why they decided to find out how sleep deprivation affects cognitive abilities, as well as basketball skills. Randy was supposed to stay active, and his friend tried to do everything to keep him awake. In the beginning, everything went well. Randy's friend kept a diary to record the smallest changes in Randy's body. The first 2 days were quite simple for Randy. He was constantly on his feet and didn't go to bed. He felt pleasant excitement, had fun, and did sports. Throughout all that time, his friend made notes in the diary. But on the third day, the friend found himself sleeping against the wall. He had dozed off while writing notes. Luckily, Randy managed to stay awake. The guys quickly realized they couldn't cope with this without additional help. They called a third friend and wrote an article for a San Diego newspaper. William Dement from Stanford University saw the article and got interested in this experiment. At that time, Dement was probably the only person in the world who studied the phenomenon of sleep. He immediately packed a suitcase and went to visit Randy. That's how four people got involved in the experiment.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
They tested Randy's sense of taste, hearing, and sense of smell. After 3 days, his cognitive and sensory abilities began to decline. The following morning, Randy felt nauseous. He walked around the house and found some citrus fruit. The smell of tangerines and oranges helped him get rid of the unpleasant sensations. The friends only slept one at a time. They never let Randy get bored. If he closed his eyes for even a second, sleep would instantly engulf him. One day, they played basketball for hours on end, and the next day, they went bowling. Once night fell, things got worse. At night, no one knew what to do. It was boring and difficult to keep Randy awake. Surprisingly, even after a week without sleep, Randy showed excellent results in basketball. He played even better than his friends. Also, his speech seemed clear and logical. By this time, most American newspapers had been writing about the experiment. Randy had become a celebrity, and it helped him stay awake. Other scientists came to observe the experiment. With the help of math exercises, they tested Randy's intellectual abilities, and that's where he showed poor results. He was solving a math problem when he forgot what was happening and what he was doing. The researchers also scanned the guy's brain and recorded its activity. Eventually, the experiment was nearing the end. In a few hours, Randy was going to break the previous record. He hadn't slept for almost 11 days. The scientists decided to take Randy to a special hospital to see how his brain would behave during sleep. On January 8, 1964, at 2 a.m., the new record was set. Randy hadn't slept for 264 hours. Finally, he could go to bed. The researchers attached electrodes to his head to observe his brain activity. Randy fell into a deep sleep. Several hours passed. He woke up, went to the bathroom, then went back to bed. It lasted 8 hours, 10 hours. Randy woke up only at the beginning of the 15th hour of sleep and just went to school. Everyone was shocked. It seemed this tricky experiment had no negative consequences. Randy continued to study as before, played basketball, and spent time with his friends. Meanwhile, scientists were studying the results of their research. It turned out that throughout all this time, Randy's brain kept napping. This meant that different parts of his brain slept one by one. When the guy played basketball, his analytical abilities were off. When he was solving math problems, the part of the brain responsible for reactions got turned off. In other words, one part of the brain had a little rest, and then it woke up, and another part of the brain had a nap. Randy wasn't the first person who didn't sleep for more than one night. Previously, the human brain had already experienced a lack of sleep and learned to rest in parts, distributing its resources evenly. But not all people are capable of this. Most likely, Randy was genetically predisposed to stay awake for so long. Several people tried to break the record, but no one managed to do it. During such experiments, lots of people got serious health problems. They brought themselves to the state where they saw hallucinations, forgot what had happened to them just a couple minutes before, couldn't think, and even behaved extremely unfriendly. And no wonder. Lack of sleep causes anxiety and bad stress. Without sleep, your body just can't function properly. This can lead to problems if you go outside. But even at home, you can forget about the stove or an iron you haven't turned off. You risk falling asleep at the most inopportune moment. You might see a unicorn and run after it without thinking about the consequences. You may lose your feeling of hunger or, on the contrary, start eating a lot. And all of this could lead to stomach problems. No one should conduct such experiments. That's why the Guinness Book of Records stopped registering attempts to break Randy's record, so that people could no longer harm themselves. But let's return to our story. A long time passed. Everyone forgot about the record. And then, one day, Randy gave an interview. In it, he admitted he had experienced insomnia for a long time after the experiment. For years, he'd been struggling with this problem. Then he managed to set up a normal sleep schedule. Randy could fall asleep, but he rested for no more than 6 hours a day.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nature gave the human body the ability to survive in extreme situations. For example, if you don't eat for a long time, your body activates its survival mode. It takes food from your fat cells or muscle tissues. This way, it launches the process of using all currently available resources. A person can live without food for several weeks and without water for several days. As soon as a person gets food and water, their body recovers. The same goes for endurance. For thousands of years, people ran to survive. Our heart has learned to withstand enormous loads. But people have never had to face a lack of sleep in the entire history of evolution. This is why your brain is not adapted to long periods of wakefulness. Afterward, it may not recover because it doesn't know how to do it. But the brain's evolution may begin right now. people have never experienced such a lack of sleep as they do today. Social networks, parties, TV shows, exhausting office work, frequent flights, all this puts more pressure on the brain than ever before. In the past, a person could hunt a mammoth, return to the cave, and immediately go to bed. Now, after a tough working day, many people surf the internet and tire themselves even more. That's why it's so important to set up a good sleep schedule.